We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Well, the news these past few years has been pretty bleak, and it seems to be continuing in that direction. Here to comment is the devil.
Yes! All right. What's up, Colin? What's shaking?
Well, it's just great to see you, devil. You know, we haven't seen you in like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah. It's because I've been busy, baby. Yeah. You know, last few years have been pretty good for old Beelzebub here.
Yeah, well, congratulations. What have you been working on lately?
Oh, man, so many little side projects. You know, earthquakes, got some killer storms, Instagram for kids.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Trying to get it off the ground. You know, trying. Oh, and the climate. The climate, come on. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been making things up here feel more like where I'm from, you know? So, hey, I mean, have you ever been to Florida? You know, that's not that different from hell. It's basically pre-hell, you know? It's people in their hundreds, and the temperatures are also in their hundreds. Florida's where I beta test a lot of my new ideas. You got gators, you know, over there, bath salts, the teacup ride. Love Florida. Love it. Yeah. Love it.
It must be fun. Florida must be fun for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and I'm also into sports.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been sticking my fork in sports. I mean, you saw that the Astros won.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have. Yeah. Please. And, you know, my boy Tom Brady's still going strong, right? He's still got it going on. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming by to explain all of this.
Oh,
you know?
Come on, my pleasure, you know? I'm actually glad to get out of hell for a minute. You know, Rush Limbaugh has been talking my horns off. You know, I actually got to build a new... Oh, no, sorry.
What's that?
Sorry, I should have turned... It's my phone.
Oh.
Phone, man.
What?
All right. Sorry. Prince Andrew. Again. The guy, he is blowing my phone up all the time. All these pics of me, him, and Jay Epps, you know, they've been coming out and, you know, I look pretty good, though. Yeah, okay. I don't mind.
That's your takeaway.
Yeah.
All right, I know that looks some bad for you guys, maybe, but...
Not me. No, street cred.
Is there anything else that you'd like to take credit for?
Sure, yeah. Bitcoin, that's all me. I invented vaping. Pretty proud of that one. Yeah. And, you know when you're trying to read an article online and the ad at the top gets real big and it takes up half the screen, no matter how much you scroll, it's still there? Me.
That's a great one. No, great work. Great. And I just have to ask, what about QAnon? Was that you?
Hey, no. Those guys are crazy. Oh, a bunch of sad internet psychos thinking, you know, a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles exist. It's like, excuse me, don't drag my good name into your sick fantasies, all right? I mean, you take that back right now. You take it back, Colin, okay? Or I swear, I will go back on our deal to let you marry Scarlett, okay?
Okay.
I will.
That's not the switch. That's not what happened.
You baby trapped her.
That's not accurate.
You baby trapped her.
Not accurate.
It is true.
Not accurate.
I don't know who screwed her more, you or Disney.
Okay.
Baby trapped.
Wow.
True.
Wow. You're pretty worked up.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I've just been working a ton, you know?
Yeah.
I am. I'm frazzled. I'm a little frazzled.
He was brought up to be scared of the devil. He thought he had that all licked. He thought the angels guided his way, not the devil. So the voice on the radio must be a trick.
This is the devil. Can anybody tell me how I'm coming in?
He said, I can hear you loud and clear. You say, you're the devil. Won't you please tell me who this really is? Is this some teenager high on drugs saying he's the devil? Break it, break now. Come on. The door, scared of the devil. There were voices talking tongues in his brain. Could have been a trick, or it might have been the devil. You'll never be the same.
Some exciting news out of the negotiations over President Biden's Build Back Better bill. As of this weekend, reports are Democrats are near a deal on the spending bill, and I am near excited to bring you this breaking nearly news. For more context, let's watch TV. First up, Jeremy Dimon at CNN. Jeremy, are they on the precipice of a deal?
It does appear that these Democratic leaders are on the precipice of a deal.
Okay. Is it clear how much progress was made yesterday?
It's not clear how much progress was exactly made yesterday.
Well, anyone, what do we know?
We don't know a whole lot yet.
Okay. What don't we know?
There are still a few unknowns.
Okay. So what are these known unknowns that were discussed?
We don't know the exact details of what was discussed.
Okay, given how little we know, can cable news get to a place where they can talk continually about these negotiations and still tell us nothing?
Can they get there? That's the question at the moment.
We will stay on this story as there continues not to be one.
We're learning more about who is behind the January 6th attack on the Capitol. from an explosive report in Rolling Stone, two people who helped organize the rally in D.C. that became an insurrection said they planned the event with several Republican members of Congress. They had dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and White House staff. Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Louie Gohmert of Texas, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Mordor, and several others were said to be in on these plans to overturn... What a sad lineup that is, by the way. It's the Legion of Dumb. Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona was named, too. Now, this guy, Paul Gosar, I don't know if you remember, when he was running for office, six of his siblings, his own brothers and sisters, made an attack ad against him and called him a traitor. Before he was one of the most hated members of Congress, he was the most hated member of his family. He reportedly told the organizers repeatedly they would get a blanket pardon from Trump. And they were all like, well, if there's one thing we know about Donald Trump is he's as good as his word. And of course, the insurrection did not work. Yeah, Joe Biden is our president.
Republicans are not abandoning Trump's war on democracy. They're embracing it, which is why it's all the more important that we get to the bottom of what happened after the last election before Republicans try to steal the next one, especially after bombshell new allegations supported by Rolling Stone yesterday, in which several GOP members of Congress are accused of holding dozens of planning sessions with the organizers of the January 6th rallies that ultimately led to the violent insurrection at the Capitol.
A January 6th bombshell. Rolling Stone magazine reporting that organizers of the Capitol rally that day had been promised a, quote, blanket pardon by a U.S. congressman.
Rolling Stone reports Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar gave protest organizers the impression that he had spoken to then-President Trump about the pardons for an unrelated investigation.
The organizers said they allegedly spoke to, quote, a dozen U.S. representatives or their teams. They named Representative Paul Gosar and Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina, Louie Gohmert of Texas, and Mo Brooks of Alabama, all Republican congressmen and women. Right now, we don't know what was discussed with each representative by those planners, but the organizers gave Rolling Stone an example with Representative Gosar, who's saying he offered them the possibility of receiving a, quote, blanket pardon to motivate them to plan the rallies.
Jeez, everyone was in on this. Was Lindell there too?
I found a fake ballot in the parking lot of a CVS. This guy voted three times for someone named Trojan Magnum.
Blanket pardon sounds like the kind of made-up fake legal things these doofuses would say. It's a weird feature of our politics that the most sinister characters are also the biggest morons. You can just imagine Paul Gosar or Marjorie Taylor Greene on the phone with the January 6th idiots huddled in their weird little militia hideout slash treehouse, promise them all kinds of crazy
You didn't hear it from me, but I spoke to the chief wizard of the Supreme Court, and he said there's a secret provision written by Benjamin Franklin's ghost. And it says you can have a blanket pardon, a private plane, and a $100 gift card to Golden Corral.
And if you don't remember Paul Gosar, he's the guy who's so crazy six of his siblings famously endorsed his opponent. And he recently claimed that secret sources inside something called the CIA fraud department told him the election was stolen.
Here's what he said about 2 weeks before Republicans in his state announced they had found nothing but additional votes for Joe Biden in their bogus and expensive audit of election results in Arizona's most populous county.
If we can do that and follow through on this audit, folks, if it's what I've been told, and I had people come to me early hours of the day after, from the Security Exchange Fraud Department to the CIA Fraud Department, that between 450 and 700,000 ballots were altered in the state of Arizona.
First, the CIA Fraud Department, not a thing, doesn't exist.
Exactly. The greatest trick the CIA fraud department ever pulled
was convincing the world they didn't exist.
Gosar does seem like the kind of guy who's on the phone with other fraud departments a fair amount. Well, the thing is, someone from your bank emailed me for my social security number, so I do think you're responsible for my identity being stolen. Who from your bank? Your mascot, Chaser Cheetah. He's not your mascot? And it also wouldn't surprise me if Marjorie Taylor Greene was involved in all this. She, of course, was a vocal backer of Trump's big lie and the ensuing attempt to overthrow the election results. And last week, when the House voted to hold Steve Bannon in contempt for refusing to comply with the subpoena, she got into yet another shouting match with some of her colleagues.
Yesterday, we saw conspiracy theorist and Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, approach and accost Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
This happened during the debate over the criminal contempt referral of Steve Bannon. Taylor Greene walked behind Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Congressman Jamie Raskin during that debate and basically accused them of making too much out of this and saying that they were focused on the wrong things. It delved into a shouting match on some level between the three of them and Liz Cheney actually calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a joke and bringing up the fact that she had talked about Jewish space lasers at one point, a claim that Greene very much denies.
Greene yelled back that she never said that and called Cheney a joke.
It's not great when you start a confrontation with someone and have to end it by insisting you never claim wildfires were started by Jewish space lasers. It's getting harder and harder to articulate just how unhinged the right has become. They're now claiming they're vindicated by everything from secret sources inside fake CIA fraud departments to proof of voter fraud found in empty parking lots. And they're not going to stop. They're doubling down. And new reporting continues to link them directly to attempts to overthrow our democracy. These people need to be told in no uncertain terms.
No!
It's a monumentally bad day for Facebook, the world's top social media network and uncle radicalizer. Thanks to hundreds of leaked internal documents, 17 news organizations are publishing a series of stories about all of the damage Facebook does. For example, how coordinated groups on Facebook sow discord and violence, including on January 6th. Unsurprisingly, a lot of misinformation has to do with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Last year, he testified before Congress that Facebook removes 94% of hate speech, But the company's own researchers estimated it was removing less than 5%. That's a hell of a spread. Mom, I know I said I got 94% on the math test, but it was actually 5%. I didn't lie. I just really suck at math. The CEO's influence was so strong that a former VP at Facebook said, "The specter of Zuckerberg looms in everything the company does." Okay, but is it his specter, or did he just wear too much sunscreen again? Social media isn't the only thing that helped cause the January 6th riot. So did GOP officials, because organizers of the insurrection now say they participated in dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and White House staff. Wow. Really? Great planning, guys. Okay, you grab the podium, you smear poop on the walls, the rest of you record everything on your phones and put it on Facebook so we definitely get caught. Let's go to jail. One of the teamwork. One of the most surprising, completely not surprising revelations is how many Republican members of Congress were involved in the planning. We're talking intellectual giants like Paul Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, and Louis Gohmert. It's a real Ocean's 11 of people who can't count to 10. This wasn't just a man. They have to set reminders on their phone to remind themselves to breathe. This wasn't just a random event with weirdos like the Q Shaman. This was a conspiracy to overturn a Democratic election that included the weirdos in Congress. One of the organizers said, "I remember Marjorie Taylor Greene specifically." Yes, I can imagine it's hard to forget someone who tells you forest fires are caused by circumcised space lasers.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw mud pies. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad. But more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and trump an ace just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty. I wanna be cruel. I wanna be daring. I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat to
Yes.
So I can step on everybody's feet. I want to be evil. I want to hurt for lies. I want to sing songs like the guy who cries. I want to be horrid. I want to drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil me, just as mean and evil as I can be.
Donald Trump Jr. is hard at work making cameo videos, and that's it, really. That's all he does. He has a website, and this is a real item that he just posted for sale. It's a shirt that says, "Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people." What a kind and wonderful person. All proceeds from the sale of the shirt go up his one working nostril. No, they... go to his bank account, and the good news is they're made in the USA. The one time these ghouls make something in the USA, it's this. I'm not even sure what to say about that. I mean, it's this, even from him, this surprises me. I like to imagine Don Jr. at the pearly gates, St. Peter's out front. He has no notes. Usually he's got like a clipboard that he goes through, but this time he just says, quick question, did you make these shirts and sell them on your website? Okay, hell, put him in the Chevy Vega to hell.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.